NPR. Thanks to Newt Gingrich, or as I refer to him, Newt the Grinch, NPR got defunded back in the 90s and had to resort to corporate support to keep going. The next thing you know, the Koch brothers got into the game and we lost the voices of Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn, Angela Davis, Chris Hedges, Robert Scheer. The list goes on. Whether you agree with any of these thinkers or not, the point is the range of debate was widened by their presence on public airwaves, and today they're gone. Now NPR, referred to by some as National Petroleum Radio, still hosts All Things Considered, but is increasingly host to a plethora of financial shows. It's not as if there is a dearth of financial shows on corporate media, to include CNBC's 24/7 Get Rich Quick shows, including Jim Cramer, CNN's Your Money, the Bloomberg Channel, and others. But still, we need Marketplace Morning Report on NPR at 5:30 a.m., 6:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m., as well as Marketplace at 6:30 p.m. That's a question. Whether you find value in Marketplace or not, these shows have been incrementally and insidiously crowding out the voices of those advocating for higher or at least more equitable wages, better health care, the financialization of the economy, and so on. Taking a single step down the underwriting path is to begin a slow decline down a long slide into mediocrity and, in my opinion, abandoning the original mission of Pacifica. Thank you very much.
Time. Okay, everyone will have 2 minutes each.
Sorry, Elizabeth Milos, go ahead. You need to go ahead.
Thank you very much. I was expelled from the KPFA LSB on October 29th. The charges were not expellable offenses. This expulsion is a political attack because I have exposed violations of fiduciary duty by a PMB director at the time who was supporting an FCC petition to deny the license to a sister station, WBAI, and violations of duty of loyalty and conflict of interest of LSB member who filed a petition. I was expelled because I don't go along with the official KPFA narrative, and I expose the actual collusion taking place. Case number 2:22-CIV-02599-SVW, case in point. In the case of the seizure of the funds from KPFA, do our listeners know that there were two present officer members of the LSB and two previous members, one of whom has just been voted treasurer, who voluntarily testified in favor of the opposing party to Pacifica? Do our listeners and staff know that a managerial employee of KPFA presented a legal declaration on page 11 of that same document for the other side to support the seizure of these funds? Did the protectors think that the funds would not come from KPFA, but rather Pacifica? Is that why they supported it? Do our listeners know that the present counsel for the KPFA LSB is also president of Pacifica Safety Net, the entity involved in draining Pacifica's resources with lawsuit after lawsuit, which have been summarily dismissed? Or that the attorney who is seizing the funds from KPFA right now is also the attorney for our present LSB chair? I have exposed the fact that this is a rogue and corrupt board which does not respect or follow the decisions of the Pacifica National Board and which abuses its authorities. That's why I was expelled. I would like to state that I will continue to pursue to be back on the board. Thank you.
Thank you, your time. Next is a phone number. I'm not sure the name. 832 is the beginning of the phone number.
Go ahead, 832.
14.
Go ahead.
1438? Is that me?
Yeah, 1438 is the end. I started with the beginning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you
very much.
You're welcome.
My name is Nancy Sarbar Nagitomi from KPFT Houston. And I would like to say Elizabeth Milos needs to be put back on the LSB of KPFA. You need her. She's smart and intelligent and a fighter for justice, and her trial, the investigative committee, was not fairly chosen at all. In fact, there's no process of how they were chosen. to investigate her. Anyway, that needs to be corrected. And if the PMB has any strength at all, should overrule the KPFA LSB decision on that. All right, your finance committee, we asked in the National Governance Committee last year, and it was explained to us by your representatives that you allow a meeting of the PMB Finance Committee members, which are two, and the Audit Committee, which are two, and the Business Manager, and they have their own private little finance committee. And then you present a budget, like, I guess, 6 hours or 7 hours before the or maybe 10 hours before the KPFA LSB has a chance to even come to a vote on it, which is kind of ridiculous. You need to have an open finance committee meeting, open to all the members of the LSB, instead of just picking a few people like that. That is not democracy, not at all. Okay, and then I heard from the Kat Brooks, and later on in Stephanie Wells, and she was at the 6 o'clock news, I think it was last week, you're getting rid of positions. You're
time.
Getting rid of programs.
Time.
Thank you. Your time is up. Steve Zeltzer. Steve, you need to unmute.
I think that this basically what's happening here at KPFA is a complete outrage against the membership. You report in the meeting that $75,000 was spent on legal fees. What you didn't report is that the legal fees are as a result of lawsuits by members of this board, Save KPFA and the others, Restore Pacifica, against Pacifica. In fact, the person you voted on illegally to be your legal representative, that wasn't a vote by the local station board. That was appointed. Who is she? This person actually was the one that went to the FCC to call on the FCC to take over.
You're making personal attacks.
I didn't name anybody.
I didn't name anybody.
I said the person who actually filed the FCC complaint is actually voted on to be your legal counsel. What does that mean? That means you support the FCC.
The chair rules that you're talking about a person that everyone
talking
knows
about.
Exactly.
I'm talking about
please
the person
him.
Who's your
please
legal
mute
counsel.
Him. Bye.
The other thing is three. Jaffe, the attorney, who's been representing the people who are suing Pacifica, is actually.
Thank you. You're naming names. We're serious about this. We have defamation lawsuits there may be one in the works right now, and we're not allowing people to name people and to say things about them when everybody knows exactly. Pardon?
To identify
people. You know, just because you don't say the name doesn't mean that they weren't identified by stating their position. That is a manipulative tool, and we will not allow it. Lee, you're next up for speaking. Lee? I guess Lee says their mic is bad. And they want to thank Chris Corey for his good efforts on our behalf. And I'll just read what he said since his mic is not working. I would like to thank the KPFA board members for their attempts to keep the station and network alive, if not well. We still have work to do in creating respect and collaboration, but it is clear to me that there is a real effort to come together. I lament the vicious attacks levied against our board and members, and I thank them for enduring under such an environment. I ask my fellow Pacificans to restrain themselves in their zeal to continue the Pacifica mission. While the passion is understandable, it's harming us, and we are no longer resilient enough to sustain such injury. Thank you, KPFA, for working together. And thank you very much, Lee, for your kind words. The next one up is Rich Stone. You need to unmute yourself.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that all you are quite familiar, you know, back in the day when Sheriff Ross McReevy was removed from his post, he actually went through due process, and that due process was through the Ethics Commission. Now, as long as I've been listening and as long as I've known KPFA, the LSB has never had an ethics committee in place. And I think that, in the future, a formation of an ethics committee is something that would be fair and just for, for what, in my opinion, was the unfair, and unrightful, termination of Elizabeth Milo. So, just to, tag on all those who are in support of the reinstatement of Elizabeth Milo's as an LSB member, that we that one way that we could all move forward is to have a formation of an ethics committee. That's all I need to say. Thank you.
Thank you. And Colleen Mast is next.
Hi, I've been a member and a volunteer for quite a while, and I'm still a little confused as to what all the issues are. I just, the one that stands out is that we've balanced our books for all these years, and we keep helping other stations from what I understand. And I just don't understand why there is no cooperation. What is going on? Why aren't we solving these problems? If you could just answer that, if somebody has any idea what's underlying all this and why it's so difficult for us to do this, it just confuses me. I don't get it.
Thank you. We'll put a tag on. After people okay. talk, we're not allowed to engage during the whole thing. Terry Paris. Terry?
Did he vanish?
I don't see. It looks like they went away. Okay, we're going to, we usually take directors after because this is for the public comment. So we're going to go to Mara Rivera next and then Mara?
Yeah. So, KPFA's participation in WBAI's raid. The majority at KPFA has been advocating for WBAI's demise for many years. To remind you, the ex-director with two armed police guards broke into the WBAI new studio during their fund drive, fired all the BAI workers, removed wired, machines, asked the landlord to renegotiate, to re-rent the facilities, change the locks, canceled insurance and more, and put on KPFA old programs as a substitute. This was done without authorization of the PNB. KPFA's general manager then provided old recorded programs. Subsequently, he and the business manager sent two lump sums of $40,000 each to the law firm, which was supporting the coup. The PNB did not agree to continuing hiring them. Our opponents have tried to deny the existence of the raid, let alone any participation of the KPFA role.
I'm going to stop you there, Mara, because you're actually adding to the defamation claim that just happened. So you're making accusations about specific people that just cost us $300,000.
We need to have some controversy here.
Controversy is fine, but you're making false statements. You're making statements unsupported according to the judge in the federal court.
I can't support them.
Could you please mute her? I'm sorry, but this is exactly why we have the rules that we have that just cost us $300,000. And if you want to read the arbitration settlement, we can send it out to everyone again. Those are things unsupported by the facts. On the ground is what the judge said. So we're going to move to the next person.
Arbitrator, not judge.
There was a judge, a federal court judge. Yes. I'm calling on... okay, the next person would be AF, right? Are you going by initials now?
Yes, I'm Anthony Fest, a staff member since 1994.
First point to make, if you want that $305,000 back, clearly every member of this board ought to support the foundation's appeal of the judgment. That rather goes without saying, but it seems to need saying here. Second point, if not for that unauthorized takeover of WBAI in 2019, the recent seizure of the $305,000 from KPFA would never have happened. Third point, if you want to do something right in 2023, put the public comments back at the beginning of the meeting rather than at the end. In the past, it was the custom of the LSB to have public comment be the first order of business after agenda approval. Now, it stayed that way across many years and across different factional balances, but now you've put it at the very end, rather clearly showing contempt for the listeners who support the station and the staff members who create the program. And I remind you again that the 30 minutes specified in the bylaws for public comment is a minimum, not a maximum, and there's nothing in the bylaws about limiting speakers to 2 minutes. And I hope there will be some kind of statement about why, fourth point rather, I hope there'll be some statement about why Elizabeth Milos is not on the LSB anymore. And lastly, I hope you'll have some
time
report out from the recent executive session.
Okay,
thank you.
Time is, okay, the next person would be Dan Woods.
All right, yeah, Stan Woods here. Yes, continuing on with the unjust expulsion of Elizabeth Milos. Several people on the board have been union activists, union leaders before. And you know that, for example, a member of executive board of a union who's been elected by the rank and file cannot be expelled in secret. It has to be. In ROW, for example, I was in the warehouse division, not the longshore division. There was an incident where an individual was alleged to cross the union picket line in another locality, but still, there was executive session executive board, but not only do they report out the details, the members got to vote whether to uphold their decision or not. So whether it be a union executive board, a city council, or a elected board of a nonprofit organization, personally, I don't think there should have been an executive session to discuss Elizabeth Milos' alleged transgressions. I think it should have been an open public affair. But secondly, you do have the responsibility to report out why exactly was she removed and have some public comment. After all, hundreds of people did vote for her, and they have a right to know why their choice was removed. I mean, that's pretty elementary ABC democratic stuff. And I appeal to those on the I'm a supporter of Rescue Pacifica. I appeal to those in KP, KPFA protectors, that if you really believe in democracy, especially in union democracy or in nonprofit organizations, stop trying to hide behind executive sessions. Make it public. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next person would be Tim Lynch. Hi, Tim.
Hi, nice to see everyone. It's been a while. I first want to start off by thanking the listeners of KPFA for rising to the occasion in our hour of need. I haven't heard much about that right now, but it's our listeners that keep us going. And they, again, you know, they really responded to our call, our plea for help, as they have over all these years. Next, though, I would like to say I'm always surprised to hear people defending the record of fail at WBAI for all these years. They haven't paid central services in, what, 10 or 15 years at a proper level? They have like a 0.001 share of the largest market, media market in the country. It's a record of fail that's unprecedented. I can't imagine anyone keeping their jobs who fails that hard, that consistency, that long, and is a threat to the station and to the network. They're bringing us down. Now KPFK is going down the same road. There seems to be an exploit of the Pacifica bylaws, much the same way that the Electoral College allows minority rule in this country. There's a coalition of failing management and failing board members who are allowed to bring the rest of the network down with them. I'm getting to the point where I think that there should be no representation without taxation. If you don't pay your central services for a certain length of time, you shouldn't be allowed to control votes on the board. The people who are failing this network have aligned themselves in majority, and the end is clear what happens there if we allow this to continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Next person is Najin. Najin, I would say your name right.
Najin Mossad, thank you very much. I'm a longtime KPFA listener. I've been listening since I was 12 years old. KPFA has been foremost in constructing my political and social historical framework, and it's given me, as I always say, my PhD in sociology and political science. But most importantly, I've been a contributor to KPFA for many, many years, and I'm proud to be. I find it insulting that WBAI's mistakes and economic inaccountability, their decisions have to reflect and cost us our building and our real estate, our prime real estate here in Berkeley. I am a small business owner, and I understand how things work. There has to be accountability. And people who don't pull their own weight, and frankly, in the clinic that I run and operate, can't remain there. And I believe KPFA stands alone. It raises all the funds. It's always been a cornerstone in the Bay Area, and I hope that it stays one. But with the weight that is dangling off its throat because of New York's mistakes, we shouldn't have to pay for that. And I hope the board recognizes this and we get to vote KPFA out as listeners who have always supported this. I find it insulting that I'm paying WBAI's mistakes here. Thank you.
Thank you, Najin. Terry Paris is next. You need to unmute yourself, Terry.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I've been a member and volunteer for over 20 years and also non-paid staff for the last few. Throughout this, KPFA has raised enough money to stay afloat and has been helping the other stations during their periods of financial crises. A $3 million loan was taken maybe perhaps 3 years ago. This has not been cooperation among the board at paying it off on time. People are not agreeing on things. And again, the way, as Najin mentioned, I am against WBII continuing to make poor decisions. For example, expensive rents, expensive antennas, and trying to control the corporation. It's not just WBI. There's something wrong about the whole setup and the board. And does somebody not want us to be here? And for what reasons? I don't know. But I'm committed to KPFA. And thank you, Tim Lynch, for thanking us. That's it.
Thank you, Terry. Lovely. Sheila Hamanaka, you need to unmute yourself, Sheila.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I have to congratulate KPFA for running their LSB meetings with an iron fist. And also consistent with that is your removal of Elizabeth Milos. It's very patriotic. It reminds me of the Patriot Act, in fact, where trials are secret and nobody can find out what's going on or what the charges are. And frankly, I find it totally ridiculous. Regarding the attacks on WBAI, you know, the station, like other stations, have made managerial mistakes. You know, I don't agree with everything that WBAI management does. Few people do. But the financial problems of the stations are not limited to WBAI. It's just a fact of technology. I mean, WBAI used to be very successful. And as Nancy pointed out, used to give money to other stations. So this kind of dumping on WBAI is, I think, really misguided. You know, KPFK is having problems. KPFT is having problems. And, you know, KPFA is, I'm sorry, you're treating yourselves like you're just great, but you know, you've got a racist station. The Bay Area is a third Asian and you only have one Asian show. I mean, come on. What's with that? How about a little self-criticism? How about, you know, addressing the issues of the community instead of just patting yourselves on the back? And you're losing money now. It's not because BAI is draining money out of your funds. It's because some people decided to undemocratically, people on the KPFA board decided to undemocratically remove the votes from WBAI and not let them vote on the LSB.
Thank you. Your time is up. And it is now 2:25. That for public comments are over. I will.
Jim Dingman had his hand up for a long time and hasn't spoken. I wonder if we could allow him because we came in a few minutes late, Christina.
Hey, Jim, go ahead.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I encourage people who have their comments about how the system is functioning. I speak as a listener member director. I'm also a chair of the Strategic Planning Committee, and I encourage those who are commenting about BAI and other stations to participate in the strategic planning working groups where we're getting into detail about the specifics of how the system is functioning. No rhetoric, no BS, just facts. I also want to reach out and say my sorrow to the staff at KPFA. I put forth a motion. I'm 110% committed. We have a moral obligation to meet that $300,000 that was taken out of your funds that caused layoffs of a whole bunch of people. And I feel that we have to do our best. And I wanted to see us do that immediately. I'm glad to hear and congratulate you on doing such a good fundraising job. I do think we have to make that whole again. Finally, the issue of underwriting. I am also someone who supported the underwriting. I should add that Lou Hill, in his initial composition about creating KPFA, included one-third of the money to be derived from advertising. Advertising, regular old advertising. So I think that people have to understand that we're trying to come up with a way to complete and get $600,000 to $700,000 a month to deal with the nut that we have to deal with, which Chris rather eloquently discussed earlier in terms of the outstanding payables. And we have to figure different ways to do that right now. And, of course, it has to deal with solving the problems at the stations. But
Thank
we
you.
Also have to deal with the money. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a couple of clarifications for people. First of all, there have been a lot of things that stated here that were completely inaccurate. And I'd like to make a couple of corrections. The first one is that our business manager invites the entire LSB to two different meetings to discuss the budget, ask any questions that they want. We put the dates a full week ahead of time before a meeting, at least 1 week ahead. And they have an opportunity to know everything about the ask any questions way ahead of our meeting. People don't avail themselves of either of the two dates that she always provides, then that is no reason to complain later on. She also sends the report at least the day before to all the LSB members. The other thing I'd like to state is that there's a lot of misunderstandings about the lawsuit. First of all, not the lawsuit, but the arbitration decision. The arbitration decision, if the defamation had not happened, they would never have received the $300,000 award. And we are being very careful on our board, and we have got Sherry Gendelman here to make sure that she advises us about legal obligations. The award was not for because he was an at-will person, he was not fired, the former executive director. He could just be let go. And that was the arbitrator found that he was at will. It wasn't a union person. That was okay. But she awarded the $300,000 specifically for defamation. The other thing I wanted to say is that we followed due process for Ms. Milos, and that the Roberts Rules of Order, which is what govern the trial that we had, and it's called a trial in Roberts Rules of Order, and it comported with the bylaws. We gave her due process. Everything was done by the book, and we have a parliamentarian who advised us every step of the way. So there was no violation of due process, and Roberts Rules of Order require that the trial be held in executive session, because it says in Roberts Rules of Order specific to that, to protect you from libel. And that is why. That's right out of Roberts Rules of Order, that verbiage I just cited. I know that Sharon wanted to make a statement about something that was said that was wholly inaccurate. So I would like you to go ahead, Sharon. I can't hear you. You're muted still, Sharon?
Kai, can you unmute Sharon?
She's unmuted. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, yes, I could not unmute. Well, I don't want to name names, but someone of the speakers previously said these words, quote, a rogue and corrupt KPFA LSB, rogue and corrupt board. Okay. Now, it struck in my mind because I have read the arbitration award, okay, that was the basis for this defamation claim. And here is a statement that was actually one of the statements that was a basis for defamation. A person, I'll say the name since it's a public document, you know, this arbitration award, Linda Perry, WBAI's program director, stated on December 20th, 2019, WB broadcast that Vernile was hired to carry out a plan to sell WBAI for millions and millions of dollars to benefit other stations, that he was part of a, quote, rogue group who had staged a, quote, coup. Now, we just heard earlier one of our speakers say in public comment that our KPFA LSB was a rogue and corrupt board. I just want to remind people that was the basis for a defamation claim of $300,000. So perhaps when there's a question about why people are removed from this board, you might look at what they're actually saying. That's my comment.
Thank you. And I will thank you all for coming. We are now at after 2:30, which is the ending of our meeting. So
I move to adjourn.
Yes. Do I have a second?
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
I had to unmute.
Yeah. Okay. So do we have any objections from our board members of
to adjourn?
Without objection.
It looks like we have a couple. We also have Elizabeth Milos who wants to talk again. Mara Rivera who wants to talk again.
We've already closed up.
The PNG, Tom Voorhees who's not supposed to talk during this, and Sherry Gindelman.
Yeah, we're just closed off public comments. It was time searching at 2:25. We're now voting on whether
apologies.
A motion to adjourn is on the floor.
Those
so, since there seem to be objections from our, yeah, some people, we have to vote. So,
okay.
Everybody's hand down, please.
Oh, hello. Sorry. You guys keep that mute button and I can't say point of information or point of anything.
You can put your hand down.
I've been waving frantically here. I'm sorry, but I need to just say something that I think we need to rethink the planning for some of the meetings.
Well, you're out of order. You are out of order. We have a motion to adjourn on the floor.
I had said a point of information here.
It's defeated to me, speak
on this issue.
Thank you. So everybody who is in favor of adjourning right now, please raise
your hand. Are you guys going to let me speak or no?
No, we're not.
If
the answer is no. We're voting on a motion to
I've
adjourn.
Been trying to speak all day, and every chance I get, I don't get to. And that's what I want to address real quick.
Before, and you're out of order, Frank. So everybody who wants to adjourn, I'm raising my hand. So could you please count, Kai, and Fred, maybe you could help us.
Yeah.
Everyone in favor.
See nine so far, 10, 11. 12. Actually.
Non-board members, please lower your hands.
Yeah, Mara,
you're not a board member.
Okay, I currently see 11, 12, 13 for me. No, I'm up already.
14 for me.
14.
Okay, and hands down, please. Everybody, please put your hands down.
Those opposed.
Those opposed, please put your hands up.
Richard's got his hand up to opposed. No, he doesn't. Tom Voorhees, McFadden, and Dan are opposed.
Okay. The motion passes. We're adjourned.
And Donna.
And Donna.
Thank you.
I don't see Donna.
That's the count in the negative.
Oh, well, there you are.
Okay. So did you see what the count is, Fred?
Yeah, it's 4 with Donna waving her hand. I don't know why she didn't put it up, but, 4 to not
opposed. Adjourned. Okay.
14 in favor.
And 14 in favor, 4 opposed. The motion is adopted and we are adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah.